Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, August the 14th. We had a lot of rain here this morning. It cooled off a little bit, but I guess summer is coming back tomorrow, so we'll be back to the high 90s and even perhaps triple digits heat index on Thursday afternoon. Well, an interesting day in the political world today. I want to chat a little bit about this debate, this immigration debate regarding what they like to call public charge, which is something that has been around for a very long time. And, you know, we have enforced it before. And now all of a sudden, of course, because President Trump is doing it, it's become controversial, but it really shouldn't be. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Over on the Democrat side, it looks like Elizabeth Warren, at least in the very last poll that came out, is going up a little bit. And right now she's in a dead heat with Vice President Biden. And a story that is very troubling, and we're going to try to get more information on this, maybe have a chat with our pal George Rodriguez down in San Antonio here over the next few days. But a very troubling story about offices, ICE offices, and ICE officers being threatened and attacked. That's a very troubling story. I mean, look, you know, I don't know what's happening to a lot of people, but why they're taking it out on ICE is something that I frankly don't understand. I mean, ICE is carrying out the orders that are, you know, they're a police-type organization, a government organization, and why people are threatening them is really beyond belief. But there's a couple of big stories we want to touch on before we get to the other big stories. The first one is this was a bad day for the stock market, 800 points down. I think that's about 3%. It always sounds a lot different when you say 3% than 800 points, and that's one of the reasons I think you need to understand that. It's a 3% drop, which just happens to be 800 points. Now, what's going to happen next? I suppose that's the big story. I don't know. I'm not an expert on the market. I do know that the financial advisors and the people that I respect always tell us to stay in. Don't panic. Just stay in. It always comes back. Or basically, you get your money back if you lost any. And that's my tendency to ride it out. I think that, you know, the people who panic end up losing money. So I'm just going to ride it out, as most of you probably will do the same thing, or most of you are getting that advice from your financial advisors. But obviously, you know, where we are 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now is also very important. If this is the beginning of a significant slowdown or a recession, then yeah, that could be a political factor as we look at other political factors going into 2020. Obviously, a slowing economy would hurt President Trump, because the economy is his strongest calling card. But I'm not ready to call it a recession yet. And frankly, some of the experts that I've read today or heard today were basically calling this more of an adjustment than, the beginning of the end or whatever you want to call it. So let's give it a few days. Let's give it a few weeks and see where we are. We've had these days before. I remember not long ago that it dropped 700 points, and then it picked it up the next day or the next day. So we've been there before, and I think that when you have this kind of economic upheaval or up and down, you need to separate the political partisanship from the economics. And there are some good economists out there who will give you the straight stuff and will tell you this and that. And then there's just a lot of political partisans who are simply using this for their own political benefit. And sometimes it's hard to tell who is who, but I would tell you right off the bat, I wouldn't be watching or listening to MSNBC or CNN about any of this. I wouldn't waste my time doing that. Fox Business News is a pretty good channel. CNBC is a pretty good channel when it comes to finances and news. I would focus on that, but stay away from the partisan cable news, because I don't think you're going to learn anything. I mean, they're all basically pushing one side or the other. The other big story, of course, was in Philadelphia, where you had a couple of, I think, six police officers who were wounded. Thankfully, none of them in any life-threatening fashion. Apparently, they were delivering a warrant to a home. This was a drug-related warrant. Something was going on. They were serving a warrant, I should say. And I guess they ran into a shooting. And they were able to, there were some hostages in the house. I think it all turned out okay. As I said, I have not had a chance to see the story as much as I needed to, but I've had other things going on. But the six police officers apparently are okay. There was a police officer who was killed or died, but it had nothing to do with the shooting. I think it was just a gentleman who had a heart attack, but not because of the shooting. So we obviously pray for his family. But we're happy to report that the police officers who were shot are doing fine, and we're happy, very happy to see that. These incidents really just bring home how dangerous being a police officer is. I mean, here you are, you're delivering a warrant, and you get yourself into a shootout like this. This is a tough job that these men do. And I'm not sure we always give them the credit that they deserve. I just don't know how else to say it. But I just think a lot of times they don't get the credit for that they deserve and the tremendous work that they do protecting our cities and protecting us from criminals. Well, there's a big debate in the country regarding the immigration. Apparently, the Trump administration will be enforcing what they like to call the public charge law or rule or whatever. And this is something that we've had in our immigration laws from day one. And what it basically means is that if you're an immigrant and you come to the United States and you want to stay in the United States, you have to prove that you can sustain yourself, that you're not going to need public assistance. At the moment, there are billions of dollars that are going out to public assistance to many immigrants who are in the country. And obviously, that was never the intent of our immigration laws. Our immigration laws, as is the case with most countries, have what they like to say, the idea of attracting people who are not going to be a burden or are going to need any kind of social services. And I saw a figure of $62 billion. I don't know if that figure is correct, but even if that figure was half wrong, that's a lot of money. Now, of course, the Democrats are saying that this is an unfair, and this is Trump once again doing something. Well, Trump is not doing anything. I mean, this has been the law of the land from the very beginning, and we're simply enforcing the law the way it was written. And other presidents have enforced this law before. It's not just the Trump administration that has done this, but they intend to basically apply this ruling to anybody who, I believe, is seeking a green card or anybody who is in the country applying for a green card. They're going to say, look, if you cannot show us that you can sustain yourself and pay your way, or if you have to depend on government services, then, you know, we're not going to let you stay in the United States. It's creating a lot of commotion, as you would expect. It's creating a lot of panic, as you would expect. But at the end of the day, I think this is the right thing to do. I mean, this is the right thing to do. And we've always had, as I said before, we've always had this rule in effect. There's really nothing new here. There's absolutely nothing new in what the Trump administration is doing or enforcing. We've always had this rule in the past. So, again, I know it's going to get into all the politics and the Democrats are going to say this and this and that, but my message to the Democrats is very simple. If you don't like this law, and if you didn't like it in the past, why didn't you change it? I mean, they had majorities. They had at 1.60 votes in the U.S. Senate. They had a big majority in the House. They didn't change anything. So they don't change the law when they're in power. And then when they're sitting in the outside or they're not the majority, then they start criticizing the Republicans for not doing what they didn't do. That's just the way it is with this Democrat Party. And I think it's, you know, it's time to remind them that, hey, you didn't do anything about this when you had majorities. So if this was so bad and you were so opposed to this, why didn't you do something about it? Well, the answer is they didn't. And they probably didn't because they understand the nature of the law. This is not a partisan law. It's been around for a long time. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. Just getting back for one second to the Democrats and the attacks of the Trump administration regarding this public charge part of the immigration law. Look, as I've said, we've had this in a long time. This goes back to the 1880s. And the idea that you bring immigrants to the country who are not going to be dependent on public services, every other country in the world does the same thing. Try going to Canada. And I think you're going to see that you're going to have to go through some kind of a financial explanation of how you're going to sustain yourself. Look at the millions of people right now who are waiting to enter the country legally. I guarantee you they've had to prove that they're not going to be a burden or they're not going to need social services. So there's really nothing new about it. This has been going on for a long time. And I think the Democrats are just playing politics with it. That's all they're doing. Well, there's a brand new poll that came out. It's from an organization called YouGov, YOUGOV. It's a poll. I think it's a Democrat poll, from what I understand, but that's okay. And I think this poll is done in conjunction with The Economist. And that's a pretty serious organization. But anyway, the poll is showing an interesting little change in the Democrat side of the table. They're showing that Vice President Biden is at 21%, and right behind him at 20% is Senator Warren, and right behind the two of them at 18% is Senator Sanders. So basically, these three people are within the margin of error, 2 or 3 points, and they're up there, they're fighting each other. I'm not surprised, to be honest with you, to see Senator Elizabeth Warren gaining, and she has been gaining in recent weeks. She's been gaining, and Senator Kamala Harris is going the other way. She's not gaining. But right now, I'm not surprised whatsoever that Senator Elizabeth Warren is basically gaining in the Democrat Party, because she is the perfect person for a party that is going very rapidly to the left. I mean, she basically sings or panders to the left as well as anybody. She's basically telling the left wing of the Democrat Party everything they want to hear. And I just, I wouldn't be surprised if she's the nominee. I mean, not at all. I would not be surprised. I think Senator Sanders, is getting a little boring, frankly. I mean, I think he was a lot more interesting in 2016, but he's getting very boring at this stage of the game. And I think Elizabeth Warren is basically stealing a lot of his thunder. And as far as Vice President Biden, there's a lot of concern about him, and it's getting worse every day because he just doesn't look real good on the campaign trail. I'm not saying physically, but I'm just saying the way he sounds and the statements he's making. He doesn't look like a guy who's really in this 100%. And I just think a lot of Democrats are going to start worrying very much about Vice President Biden and how vulnerable he would be to his own mistakes. So I think in that little opportunity there, that's where I see Senator Elizabeth Warren going in, and I would not be surprised if she's the nominee. I just think that she represents this party as well as anybody right now. She is from the left, and this is a party from the left. I mean, the energy, the money in this party right now is clearly on that side of the aisle, the left. And if you're a centrist Democrat and you were hoping that Joe Biden was going to save you from the left, I don't think that's going to work, because I just don't think Biden has the energy to do this campaign. So I agree. I think Senator Elizabeth Warren is probably the person to beat at this stage of the game. Just quickly, on this day in history, in 1973, the movie American Graffiti was released. It was a low-budget film. Nobody really thought that it would do much of anything, but it ended up being one of the biggest movies of the 1970s, an extremely popular movie. And I tell you, it just became a huge smash. And the music was great. The music was not original. That's the thing. All they did is they went back to the 50s and 60s, and they just dug up a bunch of songs and put them in the soundtrack. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. I thought the movie was fun, and especially the music. So American Graffiti on this day in 1973. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.